You're listening to Chugging Bleach, the only podcast where the bounce count.
Welcome to Chugging Bleach, your number one source for what happened in Bleach over 10 years ago. I'm your host, Bob Video Games, and with me as usual, Anime Danime,
Bankai,
Chris Wolfhart,
Resurrection,
and Dr. Ragro.
She's back.
I'm worried about who. Oh, no.
Yeah, the embodiment herself.
No.
A bad filler.
Oh, don't make me think about that yet. That's not for another four episodes. Speaking of which, the four episodes we're going to cover today are episode 200 through 204.
That's four
episodes.
Okay.
Just like, for a moment. Look.
It's four real episodes.
It's four real episodes. And then one extra episode that's extra fun for aggro. But before we get into that, I hear we can access this show early, a whole month early, in fact, on our Patreon. Chris, can you tell me more?
Yes. If you'd like early access to this show and many other benefits, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/GBpodcast. For as little as $5 a month, you get early access to this show and another show like it called Pokemon Go to the Movies. Indeed, if you're listening to this on YouTube, there is another episode waiting for you on the Patreon. And you get other benefits too, but I don't talk about them on this show. That's patreon.com/GBpodcasts.
That's great. I'm excited. We're going to cover the episode, but after that, stick around because we also have special segments coming up. Like, we're going to have to review the ending because we just had one of the endings end this set of episodes. We're going to talk about who is the best dressed, something I can hardly remember because I watched these insanely tired. And all sorts of other fun segments. But, you know, to get to those segments, we do need to know what happened in these episodes. Chris, what was episode 200 like?
Okay, episode 200. A recap of Mayuri killing Sayayaporo. We get a little bit of the aftermath where Sayayaporo cries and molds in the frozen time for hundreds and thousands of years before he dies. And Mayuri gives a little speech about how perfection and how he hates perfection, because if something truly perfect existed, there would be no room to improve and nothing to discover. So it'd be horrible for a scientist like him. And if Sayayaporo was truly a scientist, then he lost the moment he started talking about being perfect. Then he snaps his sword off inside Sayayaporo, and she's just like, "I'm not gonna be a problem for you." And he goes, "No, fucking, like, no, it's fine."
Why are you even asking? That's a stupid question.
It deserved it, actually, for disobeying me. He then tries to call Nimue, but she's kind of dead, so she can't respond. He goes over to her and does something we don't get to see. We see him from the back and hear her doing lewd moans. And Ishida and Rinji are, like, watching and getting excited. And then she, like, pops up all glossy and healed. And Ishida says he does something that they couldn't show to young audiences. And Mayuri says, "Everything I do is acceptable for young audiences." Then Ishida gets indignant, but all his organs are still liquid, so he kind of... has to simmer down. Rinji tells him to simmer down, and she just like, "No, I am calm," but he's having like one of those weird homeschooled kid moral panics. Then Rinji's like, "Look, all our shit was juiced. Just simmer down." Mary is watching and is unhappy. He's like, "Watching you do anything is cringe." Nimue turn into a power drill, and then her hand starts fucking whirling on her wrist. And she starts digging into the ground with it. Out pop Dadon, Chaka, and Peche. Then Nimue attacks them. Mayuri hates them. And I think he literally says, "I don't associate with comedy relief."
Which is strange coming from him.
And wants Nimue to kill them. They start doing their shtick and Nimue attacks them and like drills at the floor under them. And they dance like it's being shot at, even though that doesn't really make sense. And then she tosses them over the horizon. She dug up a door, and Mayuri says that all scientists keep a nuclear bunker where they keep all their most fucked up experiment subjects. And they open the door, and there's something fucked up in there, but we cut away. We cut to Kenpachi and Noitora, and he slashes Noitora so hard there's like an explosion, but it doesn't do anything because his skin is too hard. Then Noitora cuts Kenpachi. They play grab ass with swords a little bit more, and Noitora is like, "You can't fucking cut me, are you stupid?" Then we zoom in on Yachiru, who slowly smiles and licks her lips. Back to Mayuri. Nimue is holding Ishida down, and Ishida's struggling, and Mayuri's like, "I'm gonna fix you." And then Ishida says, "You just want to experiment on me." And Mary goes, "Yeah. Did you think I deny it?"
But he's not a comic relief character, I swear.
You should be grateful I'm going to heal you no matter what you look like afterwards. Then Nimmu suffocates him with her tits. Like, she drops the hangers on his face, and Mayuri goes, "That's good, just suffocate him till he quits moving."
Yes. It worked.
It did work. And then Rinchi goes, "Captain Kurosuchi, heal me first so I can keep fighting." Like, that's going to fucking move the needle at all. And Mayuri says, "Ken Pachi's the only guy fighting, and he certainly fucking doesn't need your help."
Right.
Kenpachi and Noitora fight some more, and Kenpachi is basically manhandling him even if he can't cut him. Noitora dodges, and Kenpachi calls him a little cuck for dodging when he's supposedly invincible. And Noitora copes really hard over it. He's like, "It's obvious to dodge if you're in a fight. That's just fighting instincts, even though you wouldn't have those if you had fucking impenetrable skin." Kenpachi then says, "Even if his skin is hard, I've never met anyone whose throat and eyes couldn't be cut," and then impales him through the eye patch. Surprise, his fucking hole is in the eye patch, so he just reaches and rips Kenpachi's chest open and gloats, and Kenpachi grins about it. That's the end of that episode.
Wow, not much happened. I wonder if more will happen next time.
I wonder if that dynamic's going to continue for the next two episodes.
Illustrated Guide to Soul Reaper's not golden. Rinji and Izuru are watching the giant tower from the movie we already watched being built.
Oh, yeah, that's what that was.
That is what this is. Tetsu Zaimon is stealing building supplies because the budget for the Men's Association went to this building.
Based.
He's literally just like, "I'm going to steal 2x4s till we get our fucking funding back."
Does he return them to the Home Depot? How is he selling these?
The Soul Society Home Depot. Yes.
I mean, they still need a place to hold their meetings. I assume he's just building a shed.
That could work.
Episode 201. Kenpachi laughs. Noitora seethes and kicks him, like in the injury. And Kenpachi says he's so happy he couldn't help but laugh. And then he's just high on bloodlust again. They fight a little bit more, and he cuts Noitora's arm. Noitora looks like someone fucked his mom in front of him.
It's pretty bad.
He's like, "That didn't count. That was a fluke. It was luck that you cut me. It's luck that you cut me." Kenpachi is seemingly done warming up, and he's literally like, "Yeah, sorry. I haven't had to try in so long. I kind of had to knock the rust off."
Right. Like, "Whoops, I forgot to turn my sword on. My bad."
He mocks Noitora, and Noitora has like a temper tantrum, and he attacks, but Kenpachi cuts his stupid sword in half and then slashes him again. And he just starts smacking Noitora around, and Noitora gets all butt hurt and uses his big sero, and Kenpachi catches it with one hand and just kind of tosses it aside. Noitora starts, like, having the mind break hallucination of Kenpachi being infinitely larger than him.
Mm-hmm. I know, it was like fucking 5'11" versus 6 foot over here.
Then he knocks Kenpachi's eye patch off, which, reminder, was a suppressing thing to make him weaker. So he just goes Super Saiyan and then slashes him again. Kenpachi's just beating his ass. He's just whipping the shit out of him. Noitora is really butthurt when Kenpachi points out, like, "Dude, you don't have a shot anymore. Like, sorry. I'm taking this seriously now." Then Noitora, like, charges all his incel energy and releases, and it's "Pray Santa Teresa." So I guess he's like a weird stag beetle because he grows, like, skeletal arms, and then each arm has one of these giant scythes. And Ichigo and Orihime are worried, which says to me they really don't fucking pay attention to when Kenpachi does things.
Yeah, we keep getting reactions from them for several episodes here where they're worried about him. It's like, dude, if he does die, he probably liked it.
Kenpachi's like, "Nice. You might last more than 2 seconds. He attacks. Noitora blocks and then cuts Kenpachi, and Kenpachi falls down. Then Noitora says, "I obviously won. I'll just kill everyone else now." And he starts walking towards Yachiru. And Orihime goes to stop him because she thinks she would matter in the situation of that. Ichigo can't get out of the weird fucking bubble she put him in because I guess it's implied that her powers are getting better. It would sure be a shame if in these set of episodes they go, "She never matters and will never matter again."
Yeah, that'd be a real shame.
Yeah.
Anyway, Yachir just points behind Noitora, and of course Kenpachi is there, and he cuts off one of Noitora's arms.
Yeah, we don't even see it. Just happens between cuts.
Yachir says Kenpachi gets really mad if somebody targets her, and Kenpachi gets all tsundere about it. And he says, I'm going to cut off all your arms. But wait, if I cut off all your arms, you can't fight anymore. So I guess I'll cut off all but one of your arms.
That man is so terrifying. He's like legitimately mentally five, and it is not played for comedy.
It's played for horror.
Noitora then regrows the arm that was cut off. They fight some more. Kenpachi makes him block with all four arms, so Noitora grows two more and shoves one through Kenpachi's chest. We have the exact same, oh no, he must be in trouble. Here's the end of the episode. Done, done. Shit. Illustrated Guide to Soul Reapers, also not golden.
Never golden. Never. It's so over.
Tetsu Zaimon, that is Komamura's lieutenant who was stealing beams in the last fucking Illustrated Guide to Soul Reapers. Is it Ichigo's house? He wants Captain Komamura to go on an animal variety show to improve his squad's reputation, which seems pretty confusing considering, like, do they beam TV to Soul Society somehow?
I don't know.
In his head, like, he's imagining him like a male idol with a microphone singing, and they go inside and watch, like, a puppy show, and Komamura is there and likes the puppy show. Okay, that's it.
Oh.
Episode 202. Noitora grows two new scythes for his two new arms. Like, they, like, pop out of his wrist. Ichigo is worried, but Yachir basically goes, are you stupid? Kenpachi then does the really crazy laugh that Gene Simmons' son ripped off for his comic. And he says, the fight is finally even because you finally hurt me. They fight, and Kenpachi keeps getting cut and doesn't care, and Noitora is shitting his pants despite being the guy who's, dealing on all the damage. The guy with a five engraved on his body screams that he's the strongest over and over. And
oh, man, you didn't have to say it like that.
Yeah, that's when I started going, the five doesn't mean that, does it? The five means something else.
And he screams, I'm the strongest. And he rushes over and cuts him again. And everybody acts like this is a more severe wound despite Kenpachi taking attacks like that like 40 times in this fight already. Kenpachi then reveals his new arc power-up, which is holding his sword with two hands.
It's so good!
He's like, no, dude, you don't understand. This shit hits different. It's like, yeah, it's two hands. What? Oh my god.
You never
like, no,
that?
You don't know this. This is my secret technique. Shut up. Like, this sword fight's not going my way. I need to resort to my secret weapon. Basic sword fighting techniques. Right.
They don't say this in the anime, I don't think, but in the manga, during this flashback, they go, yeah, what the fuck were the guys who Aizen killed all of?
The Central 46?
Yeah, the Central 46. So apparently, the Central 46 told Yamamoto, stop teaching him sword techniques. If you do that, he'll be able to kill all of us, and none of us would be able to stop him.
Holy shit. I was hoping that was gonna be the case. That's so good.
Look, you can't teach this fucking guy sword techniques. What are you doing?
Do you want Soul Society to be run by the guy with the mental five-year-old AIDS?
I'm sorry, Kenpachi, but both hands at once is as deep into the mysteries of Kenjutsu as you're going to get.
Anyway, Kenpachi swings his sword with two hands once and completely eviscerates Noitora. He's down on all eight with no weapons left, bleeding. Kenpachi's like, man, you lived. Cool. And then just starts to leave. Noitora does the get over here and kill me, you bitch thing he did in the flashback again. We then get another flashback with him and Nell. Noitora randomly kills people and Nell thinks that's cringe. She calls him a man child and walks off. Later he gets into trouble because he keeps picking a fight with every single thing that moves and Nell has to save him. And he seethes about it. She then says, you're a violent, pathetic man child. So and that sets off my mom instinct. So I have to take care of you a little bit. Then we just get his weird incel rant about how he's a violent lunatic because he's insecure. And then Kenpachi kills him. The Arrancar Encyclopedia. Gein will explain Noitora. His skin is hard. His release gives him more arms. Gein asks if he can pull things other than weapons from his wrists, and it shows like a diagram with, I think, like a big fork and like a drill. Episode 203. We open on a flashback where Noitora explains that mercy is for cucks. He goes on and on about how he wants to die gloriously and how pity is for losers and he has to be the strongest and die on his feet. Mission accomplished.
Right.
Tesla, who is somehow fucking alive.
Yeah, that dude was chopped in half. What happened?
Watches Noitora lay there dead. Kenpachi's like, all right, thanks. That was cool. He takes his shirt off and walks and goes over to Ichigo and he pops Orihime's bubble effortlessly and throws Ichigo aside. He's like, go home. You have the girl. That's what you came here for. You're the substitute, Soul Reaper. Leave fighting to the professionals because you and your little friends almost all died. And when the adults showed up, guess who started dying? The other guys.
He makes some very good points.
He does.
My guys, roughly equal to me. Your guys, roughly equal to Rinji.
Oh, no.
He keeps calling Orihime woman in this scene. Like he's fucking Cotton Hill. And he says, heal me, woman. And she moves to do that, but then Stark, the really plain-looking Espada, Sonido's in, grabs her, and takes her before either of them can react, so his dick must be pretty big.
That shot wounded me in my soul, because like he's leaning over her shoulder in like this creepy way, and then he like reaches down, and they don't show it, but I know he just full-on Kairi wrist-grabbed her, and her nervous system shut down.
Well, yes, she is a non-combatant heroine in a shonen series. Being grabbed by the upper arm is full body paralysis instantly. She wakes up in front of Aizen. He basically is like, okay, I'm going to go destroy your town now. Bye. And then he turns on the Bakudo intercom. He's going to invade the living world. You all thought I needed Orihime, but I don't actually need Orihime. That was a ruse to get all the strongest captains to Hueco Mundo so I could trap them here. That's actually a really smart plan.
Yeah.
I'm a lot less... I think Soul Society would be... You got Byakuya and Kenpachi? And Unohana, who is so... Who has not done anything yet? So you know when she does, it will be a nightmare?
Mm-hmm.
Urahara is the one who got them here, and they can't contact him to tell him they're trapped. So they can't reopen the door so they can get out. He then says, three captains defected and four are trapped in Hueco Mundo. So less than half of, Soul Society only has six guys. And he says, and once I destroy Soul Society, I'll come back. And if any of the people I left here want to fight, we'll go. You know, I'll fight them myself even.
You know, he's doing this explanation. I'm just saying they're going, but there are 13 captain cards. What do you mean six? One second, I lost track of how many motherfuckers are in Bleach.
One plus one plus one plus two.
I think either he's gaslighting me into inflating his own numbers, or I'm assuming there are way more people here than there are.
Ichigo freaks out. Kenpachi's like, the old man predicted this, don't worry about it. They sent everybody, every other officer to Karakura Town. So we get a really cheap scene where they digitally zoom on like key art of the captains and their lieutenants in front of colored backgrounds. All of them.
Yeah.
Even Soy Fon's guy, who is a complete jobber.
No, things are looking up for him, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure with his fucking bowling ball, he'll really deliver this time.
Look, they might be bringing jobbers from Hokimondo too. We don't know.
Chad understandably thinks, even if they get fought off, they're going to completely destroy the city. And then, luckily, Urahara built four pillars to take them to the Advent Children No Collateral Damage dimension.
Yup.
They made an entirely fake Karakura Town, which frankly seems I don't see why that step was necessary.
I guess to fool Aizen, but I feel like after he's opened the portal...
He knows,
yeah.
They made a Karakura Town and swapped it with the real one. Mayuri explains this and is like, it was quite difficult, but I managed to do it. I'm a genius. They sent all the residents to Soul Society in a magic sleep. Okay. It's basically like, Look, Kubo wanted to draw the city getting destroyed, but he didn't want to deal with the narrative and emotional fallout right? of that, so...
It's like, we can't destroy the city, but we can't have more than three locations in Bleach.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous here.
Aizen makes, like, the first face he's ever made where it's like, my plan isn't going the way I thought it would. Yamamoto and Aizen, like, wag their dicks at each other a little bit, and Aizen's like, I'll just kill you and then go to Soul Society and blow it up, easy. And then calls his guys, which are Stark the plain guy, Baragon the old man, and Harabel the woman. I guess they're the top three, because we know everybody else's numbers. Ulquiorra has to stay behind so he can fight Ichigo when Ichigo gets there, and, like, that's not the plan, but that's what's going to happen, obviously.
Mm-hmm. What? No way.
And Yami is the Rinji of Espada, so it just makes sense to leave him behind.
Oh, I forgot Yami was still alive. I thought he died again.
Yeah. Yeah, he got his arm back, jobbed a little bit, and then hasn't done anything since. Aizen says he's like, okay, I'll kill you all. Ulquiorra, you take care of everything back here. As he, like, breaks out of the dimension Grimmjow sealed him in, inside the throne room.
Oh, right. That's what happened to him. It's been just long enough since we watched
an entire fucking filler arc. An entire fucking filler arc happened between that happening and now.
God.
Because it happened right before Grimmjow fought Ichigo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It must really fuck up your ability to retain what's going on when you get fucking shivved in a dark alley by terrible filler.
The episode preview has Ruichiro in it. No, random filler bubble. No. No.
This is not how this was supposed to go again.
Why her? Can't we go back to the bounce?
Yeah, I just like remember when the Bounce made Jinkaria like the patron saint and the like epitome of filler villain. No, now it's Ruichiro.
Yeah, unfortunately, they killed everyone from that filler arc, so they can't.
They didn't kill Richard Epcar. They didn't kill Richard Epcar's character. They just depowered him, so now he lives in that fucking hole on the outskirts with the weird woman.
Oh yeah,
he's just like, it's a good life. I haven't had to talk to Lady Ruichiro once.
Illustrated Guide to Soul Reapers, not golden.
Not golden.
Rangiku is giving a class on how to appear sexy to Isane, Yachiru, and Nemu. She doesn't think any of them succeed. Nanao enters and is scandalized. That's it. Episode 204. We open at Ichigo's school. Keigo runs his shtick and gets hit. Mizuru ignores Keigo's existence. Ichigo enters the classroom and fucking Ruichiro is there. She's just there.
We just have to live with that.
Ichigo and Ruichiro have a conversation on the roof. Ruichiro is like, being a leader is hard, so I left. Ichigo blows her off when she tries to talk to him and goes back to class. Keigo gets ditched after school by Ichigo before he even realizes he's been ditched, and Ichigo complains about Ruichiro to Orihime, Chad, and Rukia. Ishida's like, I will not appear for anything involving this girl. Like, I'm taking a moral stand to not appear in Ruichiro plots. Then Rukia kicks him in the face for not dropping everything to protect the girl from the no threat. Orihime gets convinced she'll drown somehow and is like, we need to give her water wings. Ichigo cuts her off because she starts to go into those delusions she goes into sometimes. And they all decide to spread out and look for Ruichiro across the entire city.
Yep. That sure will fill some time.
They can't find her. Shock. Ishida shows up and is like, you didn't check her Ohara's first? And they go check her Ohara's and she's there. And her Ohara's like, you didn't check here first? They say nothing for a while and then go to Denny's.
Excuse me. It's called Berries. At first, I thought it was Benry's because one of the signs is a little
messed
up.
That's also what
I
thought it was,
up.
Yes.
I like Benry's more than Berry's.
Benry's is pretty funny.
Has some real, what was it, Manfred Canabitch energy.
Ruichiro is acting way more like a brat than in the filler arc, I get, because I guess that's what the plot needs. She tuckers herself out and Ichigo carries her home. Kenryu shows up and we find out all this happened because Ruichiro wanted to play hacky sack so much. It's Kamari, which is hacky sack. It's hacky sack with like a bigger ball. They bicker. Kenryu runs off. The next day, Ichigo watches Ruichiro play soccer and she explains the filler plot made her territory a shithole and she wants to have a Kamari festival because she saw the fucking World Cup on TV in the human world. Kenryu thinks it's stupid. Everybody talks about this and wants to explain it to Kenryu. Luckily, he's in this fucking same Denny's as them. That was easy. They explain it to Kenryu, and Kenryu's like, well, I think we should focus on sucking up to the other nobles that don't exist, because that's not how Soul Society actually fucking works. Kenryu then decides to kill himself over this.
Oh, yeah, before we move too far past it, also in the Bennies, the Berries, sorry.
Yeah.
Behind the main cast.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We see the main characters from the first movie. She's just sitting in the desk seat behind them. You see her ponytail and special ribbon.
Yeah. Well, they did imply she was... Didn't he, like, fucking walk past her in the ending of that movie?
Maybe.
How sadistic are they?
Yeah. You can't just show her in filler like this.
Especially when that movie was, like, way better than this filler.
Really got to go back for this movie.
It's really funny because it's like Ichigo operating at peak. No. I'm really strong, and you're not.
And then his theme plays.
Yes.
Oh, God. God. Why'd you have to tell me that, Bob? I could have lived my whole life never noticing that.
I know. He pointed it out, and I started shaking. I'm like, that can't. No, Bob. That's not. Oh, my God.
Anyway, Kenryu decides to kill himself. Like, he gets down on his knees and pulls out the fucking seppuku dagger and is going to fucking gut himself. And Ichigo tries to stop him, and nobody else is interested. They're like, fucking let him do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ishida even says, let him do it. I'll cut off his head for him, and pulls out the fucking, God, what's it called?
Oh, the... Shit. Is it Schneider?
Yeah, I think yes. So.
Zele Schneider.
Yeah, the Zele Schneider. He pulls out the Zele Schneider and is like, well, I don't have a sword, but this arrow is kind of like a sword, so I'll use that to decapitate you after you commit seppuku. They just... I'm skipping ahead to when they reveal this, but it was obvious even to fucking me the second this started. This is all set up so they can emotionally manipulate this child. Ichigo goes and is like, he's gonna kill himself, tell him to stop. And she's like, I don't care if he kills himself. And then she does care. And then she almost gets hit by a car, but Inryu, the other retainer, saves her, so she cares even more. And we flash back to this stupid fucking plan being formulated. And she runs to the riverside where Kenryu is performatively pretending to kill himself. What is this, a fucking emotionally abusive Discord server? And she cries and stops him. But then he says Kimari is stupid, so now we have to have a fucking competition. This filler is multiple episodes.
Nightmare.
Illustrated Guide to Gold Soul Reapers. There is no gold here. Die. Rinji is taking Ichigo to where he gets his goggles that he doesn't fucking wear anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Ichigo is illiterate and can't read the name. Rinji says, are you fucking illiterate? Here's a hint. It's based on a bug that looks like it's wearing glasses. Ichigo says slug, but it's dragonfly. Laugh. Those are the episodes.
Great. Thank you so much, Chris. Those episodes are fine.
Approximately 22 minutes each. Yes. It aired on television.
Yes. But that means we get to move on to our segments. Segments like reviewing the new ending that just ended. It actually ended on episode 201, I believe. But like usual, the 12 episodes of it. And this is for ED Hitohira no Hanabira by Stereo Pony. We review these on a scale from 1 to 10. And we can talk about how we liked them. Dr. Egger, how do you like this ending?
I honestly really like this one. I've said before in describing other EDs that there is, like, there are songs that are great, and then there are songs that make great EDs. And this is definitely one of them. Like, it's solid. It's not too hype, but it's got good energy. It's the kind of song you can play after a wide variety of emotional endings to episodes, and it all sort of tracks in there. It's understated to the point of being cheap with just panning over a bunch of art of characters.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part about it as an ending is that it has what eventually turns out to be a cherry blossom fluttering in the wind on the side of the screen that just looks like it may be the end of a finger or maybe a tongue just waggling throughout the entire thing, distractingly, for no fucking reason. So between that beautiful gem and honestly this song being really good, I'm prepared to give this one like an 8.
All right. Feeling positive? Dan, how did you like it?
I'm on the more positive end of this, even if it just made me go, bad apple. I think I'm gonna give it a 7. You know, it's a little cheap visually, but the song has a good beat. It has an interesting sound to it. I think, generally speaking, you can't go wrong if you hit at least this good with your ED.
Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and go. I also think the song is nice, fun, poppy, but the visuals are really bad, like, comically so. We see the edges of different art that we really shouldn't while they pan by it. Like, you can see where the frame clearly ended, and they're like, we don't care.
Wow, it's me making a thumbnail for Big Think in 10 minutes.
Right? So I'm going to give it a 6, because I think the visual presentation needs to be a little bit better than this.
And yet, it doesn't have Ichigo's family horribly ruined to be the incorrect shape and size.
No, it doesn't. It is markedly better than that.
I'll take it.
Chris, what did you think?
I really like the song of this ED. I feel like it's like a perfect ED song. Aggro is totally correct that there are songs that make great EDs. They have the exact right like level of energy and tone. I think the visuals are a little plain. It's the if you opened a can marked anime ED, you'd be like, yeah, it's panning over still art or like a digital zoom through them. And it is that. But my bar for a bad one of those is the third Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's ending, Ozone. And if you don't know what that is, look it up on YouTube and fucking look at it. you will learn a whole new meaning of fucking off model.
Wow.
So I will give this a 7.
Well, let's see. With the 7, that brings Hitohira no Hanabira up to 28 points total and exactly an average score of 7.
Oh my god, the perfect mediocre ending.
It's just
flawless.
Exactly good enough.
Right?
Sometimes you want a 7 more than a 10.
Am I building furniture?
While watching anime EDs?
Yeah, I guess.
No, I mean,
you know
that
what?
Doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Get a playlist, get going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this ending, you know, the old TV show Airwolf, Dead Island 2. They all exist in the same cultural space.
Now we're going to move on to my favorite segment, the Best Dressed Award. Dan, who is the best dressed?
Shinji's looking great as always in that ED. I'm going to give it to my boy. Very, very professionally dressed. He's got some real drip. Unfortunately, not a lot of people were bringing it strong this episode, so he yet again wins.
And so is that new ED or old ED?
Old ED.
Old ED, okay.
Old EDD. Old EDDD.
Yeah, we don't...
EDDDDDD.
Not a ton happened in these episodes, but we do have a whole new ED that we can take outfits from. I'm just holding off because, like, those are good. We're going to need to save for winter.
And, you know, we had some gaps open in the sky, and 37 dudes were like, check out my outfit! And I'm like, yo!
Here we are for 2 frames.
Most of you look like crap, but I'm not going to pause to find out if I like any of you.
Chris, who is your best dressed this time?
I'm going to give it to Tetsu Zaimon when he's working on the building because he has a fucking ridiculous outfit. First of all, he has like a full body like shirt on, like with like a turtleneck and like bright pink pants. I have images.
Good, because I almost felt like this outfit, but I couldn't quite remember it and I didn't have time to go grab an image. So I'm excited to see more of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is good.
Why is he dressed like that for stealing 2x4s?
This is Japanese construction wear,
right?
Like the loose baggy pants, the long sleeve with the high collar. Oh yeah,
I believe this is similar to how Pedro dressed in Exile Saga. Yeah.
Oh.
I guess I'll go. I'm gonna give it to the transformation of Noitoro. Like, I think that transformation looks way cooler than he ever deserved. It's got the 6 arms going on, the crazy size, and yeah. And you see his open eye patch with the hole there that has a mouth around it, which is weird.
You know, if he were a different person,
uh-huh,
and if he was saying different stuff, I'd be there with you.
I just hate him so much.
But when he grew the extra arms, like, what are you going to do, whiff with all 6 at once?
Yes!
No, he sucks super bad.
You think my weapon's stupid now? Wait till I have five more of them.
Go on. Wow. That really is six times as dumb.
I was going to ask, Agro, is it stupider with more of them or less stupid?
It's stupider with more of them all coming from the same body.
Yeah.
Like, if you had six guys with each with one of those, maybe we could work something out.
All right, and that just leaves Dr. Agro. Who is your best dressed?
If I remember correctly, interestingly enough, it's the same pick I had last time for a new twist on an old outfit. It's shirtless Kenpachi.
It's a good outfit.
Just, you know, he decides that at a certain point you are over-accessorized. And he reduces, he streamlines his look, he takes off the Heiori, and he's just, you know, he's got enough to work with. As is, just the Hakama and the sword. It really makes a bold statement.
It reminded me of that part in Prince of Persia: Sands of Time, where your main character, the prince, has several nicks on his shirt, and he's like, "Oh well, that's over. I gotta take this whole thing off."
Real quick, normally we would put these things as a clarification in post of a factual error was made in this podcast, but I figured I would just say here. The first Inuyasha ED is actually like peak ED, just so we're
yeah,
just obviously. So we're clear. I feel like everyone knows that now that I've said it.
I mean, we've been over this before. Forgot. It always comes up. It's the best ED there is.
Let me see about this. Let me see.
I don't know. Like, there's one FMA ED I always hold up, but I can never remember which one it is.
I feel like the ultimate ED is Heart of Sword, but.
It's pretty high up there.
Yeah, it and the Heart of Sword, the Inuyasha one and Heart of Sword are just right there battling. It's like watching two gods duke it out.
All right, moving on from that, we gotta figure out if Dan wants to keep watching Bleach on a scale of 1 to 10.
1. She has re-emerged.
Yeah, we don't know how long she's going to be here.
Bob, you saw my face when she appeared.
I know how long she's going to be here because I keep track of when we're going into fucking filler arcs.
Hey, I'm
going
to tell you the exact optimal amount of episodes for her to continue forward because we saw the preview.
0.
We know how many she's in. So, 1. She
that
dies
would be
in
the
that
optimal
episode
thing.
And everything improves.
I feel like we will never see her again after this, no matter how long it is, because we will get another filler arc with new filler characters. And they won't want to try and keep it consistent with the previous filler arcs, just she just won't be there.
Oh, yeah, no, it's like she exists in a bubble. This episode starts, and they're like, back in this timeline.
Can't we just have that medic from Soul Society working at the convenience store?
No, he's done. He had to go back.
Why? Can he administer a lethal injection to Lady Ramichia and then get a parade through Soul Society for how good he is?
Oh, if only.
How could they do that to me? They're like, by the way, flashbang, it's Lady Ramichia. And I'm like, you saw my face.
I can't believe they put that in the preview. Like,
yeah, no, you saw my face. That was the worst.
That's the sort of thing that I bet when this initially aired, I just didn't watch that episode. I bet that I saw that in the preview and I was like, I guess I don't need to tune in next week.
Or again.
Every time they do filler, that tends to fucking happen.
All right. Chris, do you have any insane trivia this time?
Yes.
Ooh.
So there is a extra chapter of Bleach that is not adapted into the anime, nor do I believe it is collected in any volume, but it is done by Kubo and it is official. It is called Not B, comma, But B. Is this a real thing? Dan.
Yes.
Bob.
Sure.
Agro.
I have two clarifying questions. When you say B, is it just the letter, or is it a word?
It is the word, like, to be or not to be.
Okay.
Oh.
How many T's are in butt?
1.
Sure. I'm going to go with no.
It is a real thing.
Damn it.
It is like 15 pages long. It is about Ulquiorra's quote unquote backstory.
Okay.
And that's it. I've read it. It's I will link it once the story starts focusing on Ulquiorra again. Cause we did say all of Bleach.
Great.
So we have to include this weird chapter that's been included in nothing and nowhere.
I'm sure that they're just holding out. That's what they're gonna do once they finish adapting everything. It'll be like, oh, now it's time.
They'll start doing the books and they'll do this. They'll do the weird fucking book that stars Don Kanoji.
Ooh. Ugh. Finally, his time.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited for him to make the return to the anime. I'm sure it's happening.
I feel like he'll have to show up at least one more time.
Hercule versus Don Kanoji. Who wins?
Ooh.
Like in a fight?
Yeah.
That's going to be Hercule, my guy.
Don Kanoji might go insane and bite him.
Yeah, but Hercule, like, he's a joke in the context of Dragon Ball. He still drug 5 buses across the stadium.
Yeah, that's true.
Legit world champion.
Just not, you know, against any of the Z fighters.
Mm-hmm. Bob, that's the term from the 90s. The new official term is the Super Warriors.
No, go away.
That sucks.
We're done with that shit.
I guess we got to review these episodes. We're going to use our tightness scale. Goes 0 to 25 because Bleach went really bad at some points and we needed that 0. Chris, what do you think? How tight were these?
4 of the episodes get a 5. So I give these a 20.
Wow.
That's weird. Didn't you just say 4 of them got a 5? Why, that would make 20 right there. That implies something about that fifth episode.
I'll go ahead and go. I really like some of the stuff that happened in these. I think that it's very funny seeing Noitoro pretend to be the battle crazy, really into fighting guy, and then be up against Kenpachi. He's like, no, you aren't that guy. That's me.
Yep.
But I feel like these episodes don't get enough done. They drag a little bit and repeat content in a way that makes them not that fun to watch. And then we hit that filler and it hurts. So I'm going to give this like a 12. It was not great. Dr. Agra.
I found the Kenpachi Noitoro fight unique because there's a thing that happens in especially battle shonen fights where like one character will reveal their true strength and oh, now we've established who's got the upper hand. And, you know, often like that gets reversed. Oh, it's a twist. Now this character clearly has the upper hand. That's all this fight is them just flexing and then, ah, now my dick is an inch bigger. But mine is now the dick that is an inch bigger. It's like the Byakuya Sonido shadow step. For like 3 episodes, it's amazing.
And it ends with 2 hands.
2 hands, bro. I don't understand how you possibly could think you were me, because you're fucking not. And then Lady Riccio shows up, and I was honestly very excited, because Kabune's dead. Amagai, dead. Maybe we're going to have a lot of fun here, and then we get halfway through the episode, I'm like, oh, everyone in this is written like an idiot. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're disrespecting the filler characters like this. We are in for some dark times. But, you know, I'll give the whole set like an 18.
Dan, what do you think?
Overall, I felt pretty positive about the Kenpachi fight. There's really cool moments. It's really hilarious that he uses 2 hands.
Yes.
The enemy is just constantly jobbing the whole way through the fight. It's so bad. It is so bad. He grows so many arms that it's like, dude, even I know that ain't going to help.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh no, we grew 2 more arms. Ha ha. And 2 more arms. Surprise.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty enjoyable. It looks good. Mostly.
Yeah, just don't look at
mostly.
Or Hime or Yachiro. Definitely don't look at Yachiro.
And then my blood went cold when we hit that last episode. And the only thing good in that last episode is berries. Because being in a fake Denny's is very funny. And I like to believe the spirit of that person from the first movie just haunts that Denny's. I'm going to give it a 15. It really wasn't bad overall, but man, that last episode sours it.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely isn't the heights of Bleach that I've experienced right before the last time we went into filler.
Yep. And Bleach sure is a whole mood.
God, do you think that they're gonna have some unbelievably cool thing again and then be like, here's not time for more than half a year of filler again?
Yes. Yeah, I believe we are in for that, and I'm not happy.
No. No. It's over. It's all over.
Come back next month. It'll be... Okay, it's going to be pretty depressing, I think.
Oh, no. Don't say that!
Don't leave us here alone.
Maybe there'll only be one episode with
Ruricio.
Yeah,
it's just going to be one, and she's going to be like, I have to go back to my home planet, and then she'll fly up.
You get to watch, let me see here. Stop filling out the past history of, oh no, I don't like any of this.
Hey, before you down that jug of bleach, how about you head on over to patreon.com/GBpodcast? You can get the next episode of Chugging Bleach early and help support us doing insane 7-year-long endeavors like watching all of Bleach. We also do many other shows that you can get extras for, and if you ascend to Vasto Pod Lourdes, you'll even get credit for it on Big Think Dimension, our weekly gaming podcast. If not, that's fine. We'll see you next time, you're thirsty for some Bleach.